Go ahead and we'll deal with it after.
You got a staple?
No staple.
Is it going to be wearing that logo instead of just the NHLPA logo?
Yeah, well, I didn't get to wear a whole lot of NHLPA logo. I wasn't here skating, but yeah, absolutely.
Ron, just jokingly, you're the only player out there wearing a Jets practice jersey. Everybody else at the NHLPA. Was that just dumb luck, or are you making a statement?
Dumb luck. We were out of NHLPA jerseys. As you know, we had 6 dark guys and 3 white jerseys, so I had that one from the summer. So nothing special there.
Sorry. What can you tell us about your experience through the locker?
How long's your show? It was a different challenge. It was a challenge I enjoyed undertaking. Definitely a big change of pace from what I'm used to. And obviously we would have liked it to take less time than it did. It took as long as it did, unfortunately, which is well past halfway of the season, obviously. But we'll get 48 in, it looks like, and hopefully put on the most exciting season we can for the fans.
Do you have concerns about how your role may affect your future in the game?
No, not really. These things, it took on somewhat of a life of its own over the 6-7 months, whatever we were doing it. You have days where you don't get along with the other side. You have days when you do get along with the other side. You have days where the press is blaming you, the press is blaming them. Sometimes both in the same day, depending on what city you're reading in. So, you know, it's time for all of us to move on and help grow this game back to where it was at the end of last season, back to where we thought it was on track to go. And that has to be our focus now. This wasn't easy. It took longer than we wanted to, obviously. But it's time after we hopefully get this ratified sooner than later, whatever Friday, Saturday, whatever day it's going to be. I'm still not sure how the paperwork is coming. When we get that done, it's time for all of us to get back to focusing on the players putting on great hockey and all of us together growing this game to where we think it can go.
And if people are concerned about your focus, what would you say to that?
Won't be an issue. I mean, you know, I haven't been skating with a group of players. I've been mostly skating by myself, which is more miserable than skating with players, believe me. So I was more than excited to get out there with a couple guys so you can pass pucks at a high level and shoot pucks on goalies and all that stuff. So now all focus goes into hopefully next Saturday and getting us off to a fast start because it's going to be a sprint.
Ron, do you feel that because of that, you skated on your own, that you're behind most, if not all, the players because of that?
I don't know if you guys were watching today, but I was like breathing the easiest out there of most. I mean, there might be one or two, you know, Toby's always hard to, he keeps it pretty smooth. But no, I felt good. I mean, when you skate by yourself, most of the time it's harder. And my skating has, it's been week on, week off. There's no getting around that. Can't skate every day when you're in New York. But when you're skating by yourself, it actually, most of the time, turns out to be a much more miserable experience when you have players out there. And I felt good today. So, I've never been one who skated 6-7 weeks before the season started. It's more going to be for everyone who hasn't played games, getting into game action. Because that's where the first exhibition game you always play, it's been a while. That's where you're like, whoa, guys are coming at you a little fast. So that'll be the issue for all guys who haven't played games since April.
What was it like in the negotiating session when Mark Chipman was in the room?
Not any different than other ones. The only reason that week was different was because there was no representation really from either side. We had an owner from their side take the lead, player from our side take the lead. And so that aspect was different. The tone wasn't any different. The thoughts from either side wasn't any different. We had more people speaking because the control, if Gary and Don are in the room, those are usually the two people doing most of the talking with specialists here or there chiming in. And that week you had 18 players, 6 owners. And I believe for the most part everyone took a turn talking, so it gets a little tough to make real progress because you get a few more opinions than actual proposals or where you're headed. So I think that was part of the reason that kind of got off track towards the end of that week. But it wasn't, the thoughts and the tone and the respect from each side was very similar. It was just a different dynamic that week, obviously.
How did Mark present? What kind of argument did he make? You recall?
It wasn't so much presenting. I think, a player would have a view, an owner would have a view, a player would have a view, another owner would have a view. Mark's perspective is was from this market, obviously, and what he thought was best for this team going forward. Nothing that would shock you in any way. And you know, the players heard what he had to say, had some comments back, as they did with all the owners. And you know, that week was going well till the end, when I think communication just became an issue. And that's what happens when you have 24 people trying to do a job that, you know, really needs to come down to the two, to the leadership group of the two sides.
I know your teammates appreciate your efforts, but is it a thankless job publicly, and what are you expecting from fans when you first hit that ice?
Not expecting much. You know, I think the players appreciated what the group of players who were there went through, did, stayed involved until the end. You know, the public perception of it is going to be negative, because we took the game 4 months past where the season should have started. And that's just, I understand that. I know no one's going to be happy about that. I assume you guys aren't happy about that. Why couldn't it have been done sooner? I don't have a great answer, unfortunately. I wish it was done sooner so we didn't miss a day. But unfortunately, it wasn't. This is my first true foray into a serious business situation, and from what I've heard, they don't always work out on time. So this was no exception, unfortunately. And it's up to us players to go out there and put the best season we can on for the fans, and the players in the ownership side, the league, to work on getting the league back to where it looked like it was headed before we had this
Talking with Jim Slater and stuff, he said, you know, we'll never know for years how this all plays out, but as a union and as hockey players, it was something to be proud of, to stand together and work through this and get this process done. Do you feel the same?
One or two more guys.
I do that again, sorry.
Thanks,
Brian. It was, well, you get it.
Now I got to edit this.
It was a statement. And then
he was just talking about the guys. Like, you know, it's going to take a couple years to see how this new deal works out. But he says, as a union and as hockey players across the board, to stand together and fight for what you believe in and to get this deal, it's something to be proud of. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never, he's right about, you know, you look back at it years later, you see things, mistakes, you know, an easy one is the re-entry waiver thing. As soon as that happened, you know, players hated it. You had guys getting stuck, and it was a little thing, I think, that no one at the time realized what it might do, and it was something the players really wanted to get rid of. As far as that goes, you know, the players stuck together great. We had a lot of, it's not like you have one opinion. You just don't. 700 guys, people have different opinions, things they would do, things they could live without. You know, it's hard to come up with a game plan for 700 guys, because everyone's needs are different. You know, a 34-year-old is not going to feel the same way as a 22-year-old. But you want to hear everything. The guys stuck together. They were informed. It was the most informed group I think we could have had. We did a great job with that. And we encourage guys to come in if they had a point of view, if they had an opinion, to give it. And we try to give them answers or explanations as to why we were where we were. And again, it took us a while, but we were able to get something done that I think we'll ratify here this week.
You touched on it a few times, but what would be your message to fans then at this point, trying to move forward?
Obviously, the first message is we're sorry we couldn't get it done on time so that we could have started on time. There's two sides to it, obviously. From our side, we obviously wanted to get it done, and you have to believe from their side they wanted to as well. We just didn't in an acceptable time frame to start. But now our focus has to be on putting on a great 48 games and, you know, putting on an entertaining Stanley Cup playoff and hopefully helping everyone forget that we went down this road.
As Ron, players, you took a 7% cut of obviously under league revenue. But the system still is basically the same. And I saw a projection where I think it was in several years the floor will be where the cap is now. So the haves and have-nots are still going to be that issue. Is there any reason to think we won't go through this again in 8 years or 10?
Tough question. I'm not gonna make a prediction. The cap on the floor will be determined by, you know, it's always determined by revenue, and it's a formula off of that. It's now going to be a percentage based formula. You know, we'll see that the floor is going down this year. I believe it's going to be $6 million less than it was previously, and that's, you know, some teams at the bottom that needed that, as well as increased revenue sharing. We feel that that'll help those teams. We were, it's no secret, I don't think, that we were pushing for a little more revenue sharing for those teams that we know have some issues for whatever reason, market or poor management or whatever the problem is. And we were pushing for that early. There is more meaningful revenue sharing, and hopefully that helps those teams. And if in 8-10 years down the road there needs to be an adjustment, then you guys can deal with it.
Ron, given the fact that
Gary Bettman and Don LaFleur aren't going to be on the ice. You know, fans have known to basically express their dissatisfaction. Do you feel that you'll receive some of the brunt of their dissatisfaction? Because you were a visible face during the negotiations.
I don't know. Don't know. It wouldn't shock me in any way, but I mean, you know, hopefully we can get out there and put on a great show right away and we can move past this as quick as possible.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, man. Trying to get out one way in here. Yeah.